Hey everyone, welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies, a podcast that will delve into what it's like to not only immigrate to one of our prairie provinces, but we will also explore what it means to work, live, and study in Western Canada. We will profile various communities, discover post-secondary education options, report on jobs that are high in demand, and of course, chat about what you need to know for living life on the prairies. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubinek, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back, my friends. I know it's been a while since we last spoke, and there are a couple of reasons for this. First off, there seems to have been a lot of issues with immigration on the federal level in Canada, specifically with the backlog of nearly 2 million applications. That's right, there's around 1.8 million applications that are yet to be processed. And I'm really hoping, though, that yours is not one of them, if you are currently going through the immigration process to Canada. Secondly, I want to hear how the federal government of Canada would deal with this, as well as what their immigration levels for this year and beyond would be. So drumroll, please. Now, if the government of Canada can actually follow through on the promises they have made, here's what the number of new permanent residents we will have in the years to come. So in 2022, they want to welcome 431,645 PRs to our country. And they want to increase that in 2023 to 447,000. And in 2024, they want to increase that yet again to 451,000 permanent residents. So for this year, though, let's focus on that. The number of economic immigrants targeted in 2022 has increased from the original 241,000 to the 241,850. However, the federal high-skilled workers dropped from 110,000 to 55,000. Instead, IRCC made room for 72,000 newcomers immigrating through the temporary resident to permanent resident pathway, and as well has increased the number of candidates they will accept under the provincial nominee programs and their federal economic pilot programs. Now, thirdly, I have seen how many communities throughout the prairie provinces are becoming really interested in having immigrants arrive in their communities to live and work. But also, I know how much work there is to do when you want to attract newcomers to your community. And instead of just relying on the provincial nominee program, which can only get you so far, I know that communities have to understand much more. Communities also need to know what else is available besides their provincial nominee program and if they create a strategic nominee program with the province. They would need to understand the National Occupation Classification System, which is extremely important. What they would also need to understand is all the immigration pathways above and beyond the PMP, as I just spoke, such as what are the international mobility programs, what is the federal trade agreements, and how they can use them to access workers in a timely and efficient manner. And most importantly, the communities need to know where the government of Canada is going in terms of who they will be attracting to Canada and what the newcomer will need. Keep in mind, the government of Canada did say in 2022 that there would be some communities awarded a pilot for a municipal immigration strategy, but that is yet to be determined or announced. So without thinking about that new program, we will stick to the ones that are currently out there and that are working. Communities do need to focus on not only what pathways that they can access, but as well as how they will access those pathways and who all needs to be involved. Now, with this in mind, communities really wanting to attract immigrants to their towns, I'm going to be taking a closer look at how municipalities in Canada can control their own immigration story and create plans to attract and retain immigrants throughout the world to their own communities. So I am calling all municipal governments, their staff, economic development officers, and of course, our business owners in rural towns across the prairies. Now, if you ever wanted to develop an immigration strategy, this is the year, as immigration should be considered as a tool to develop your community in this year, my friends. Immigration is all the rage, and if your community has not been preparing themselves, well, let me tell you, the time is now. Depopulation is the number one reason why a rural community is not sustainable as it once was. Less citizens and businesses in a community means less taxes, right? And so as a consequence, basic infrastructure and social services are at extreme risk of closing and more than likely not coming back. Rural residents are also dealing with much uncertainty, and many do not know how long they will be able to continue to live in their own communities. Others wonder how many neighbors and relatives will move away. Inevitably, some of Canada's rural communities are being forced out of existence because of their lack in population. Rural towns all throughout Canada face this exact problem and have in place various strategies to overcome what seems to be an insurmountable issue. There are numerous economic development strategies that are used daily to try and impede the exodus of people. However, there is one strategy that is often overlooked due to its unfamiliarity and the lack of awareness of how to use it as an economic development tool. And that strategy, as I just spoke about at the beginning, is immigration as an approach to community economic development. So immigration supports aging population, it meets our local labor needs, it allows the purchasing of existing and creation of startup businesses, increases expenditures on goods and services, housing, transportation, and as I mentioned, immigration does increase a community's overall tax base. Immigration is just good for everyone. It is good for the newcomer, and it is good for the rural community to grow. So did you know, though, that by 2025, Canada will be 100% reliant on immigration to grow its economy? And as I mentioned, the goal to emigrate people to our country is well above 400,000. And I anticipate that the federal government will increase their targets by November. So here are the following questions you need to ask yourselves as a community. Is your community ready to capture the immigration market? Does your community have an immigration plan to attract these skilled workers to your community? Does your business owners have the knowledge to build capacity to immigrate skilled workers? Does your community have a clear understanding of what type of immigrants they would like to attract? Does your community know how to attract these skilled workers? Did you know that there are over 85 ways to immigrate a person to Canada? Does your community know which programs will work for them? Does your community know how to access these programs? Do your business owners know how to access these programs? Well, if not, we got you covered, as we can work with business owners, economic developers, and communities to build their understanding, knowledge, and strategies for immigration. And throughout the next couple of episodes, I am going to be bringing you the information that you will need to know as communities, as well as, don't worry, my friends who are newcomers that are listening, this will also be applicable to you because you will then understand what you need to do on your end to be prepared to apply for immigration. I am pretty sure I can assist you to start discovering these answers throughout my series. 2022 is the year of preparation for your community, and it is the year of preparation for the prospective immigrant. The community must look at what pathways are applicable to them, understand the nuances, and educate their businesses on how they can access these programs sustainably. The immigrant must no longer relish on having a fair Canadian language benchmark or just having any degree or diploma with a couple years of experience. The new immigrant to Canada must now look at the labor opportunities and needs that we require in our country of Canada, such as technology, agriculture, and there is a really uprising of buying an existing business or starting your own. So think of it like this. The successful community in rural Canada is like a tactical captain of their boat. They understand what they need to bring back to their community to survive. So they must look for those fish who are needed and desired and will fit into the customs and lifestyles of that community. They set out and they cast their nets in certain spots of the ocean, knowing that that area will be favorable for the type of fish they are looking for. My newcomers will be those fish who want to be a bigger fish in a little pond. Those successful immigrants will be those who have researched the upcoming labor needs in Canada, have identified the place in Canada they want to live, and have obtained the necessary education required and experience desired. Simply put, the winner of the immigration game in this country will be those who are in it for the long-term game. Both the Canadian community and the newcomer must have built themselves a roadmap of how they will meet each other and how they will achieve each of their strategies to get here.
Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. Or if you're an international student, we got a do-it-yourself guide also available on our website at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca. Both are great resources to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about this topic in this episode, would like to receive more information about life on the prairies or further immigration career tips, then connect with this Canadian Prairie Girl, immigration at 100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left, wheat fields to my right. Country roads I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time it takes to pass my past and just live and be glad.